Welcome back to Ram Gurjab Untitled. I'm your host, Ram.
I'm your other host, Ram. Just letting you know.
And you can go follow us on Instagram at @Ram_Gill_.
And you can follow me at @Gurjab_M.
You can also
email us if you have questions at theuntitledpodcast2323@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Let's get right into this.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard, but Eat That Pussy, EDP, EDP 445, got exposed about, like, messaging underage girls.
Oh, I watched, like, literally, I just watched the video right before he was telling me about it. And I thought it was really long time ago, because the quality, I don't know, the quality looked really shitty, right?
Yeah.
And then,
But he's been exposed for this before.
Yeah,
maybe
you're
talking about that. But, like, the first time he just called them thoughts, like, just because he had a following, and he's just like, these guys are thoughts. They don't know what they're talking about. And then everyone believed him.
this is his whole response, correct?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Correct. I fucked 6 girls underage.
So basically what their story is that, like, he was messaging this girl for, like, weeks straight and sending the dirtiest...
Do you have any examples?
I don't want to say the examples.
I'll say the examples.
I don't know. It's kind of gross. But, like, he said the grossest stuff. Like, I'll teach you how to, like, suck. Like,
I'll be your
teacher. Ride. And, like... Oh, bro, he talked about... Okay, fine, I'll say one thing. And this is the extent how horrible it was.
Yeah.
That he was going to take her, like, virginity away, and, like, she's going to be, like, really tight. And, like, he talked about that, and, like, it was so gross. It's so disgusting. But, like, so they have a conversation and stuff.
Kiss your daddy goodnight.
Oh, my God. And, like, Sophia messages him and is like, I think, like, meet me to, like, he wants to meet her. He passed her. He knows where she lives.
Yeah.
Right? And they're, like, 20 minutes away. So there's this one day he goes to the, like, around her neighborhood, but she was, like, I don't know if she...
Oh, it's a real girl.
No, I think they're just exposing her. But, like, then, like, Sophia, the... fictional girl said that she was at her grandma's house and she couldn't meet that day. So the other time they meet, she's like, oh, I made like cupcakes or something, right? And you should come over and get one or something. And I think that wasn't the extent of the conversation. I'm not sure if Sophia is real or not, because they can't actually reveal that.
I'm pretty sure
because she's youth. But I'm pretty sure there was some other conversation going on there, too. And so basically, he goes to the girl's house, and then those guys are there, the exposed guys. And then, like, they expose him, and he basically ruined his whole career for, like, a cupcake or whatever.
Yeah,
or
like,
so he says.
Oh, what are you going for? Oh, I'm going for a cupcake. Oh, so cringe.
Oh, my God. And it's so bad, the like, there's nothing he can do because they literally printed out 80 pages. They had 80 pages of Instagram DMs.
80 pages.
Yeah. And luckily, like, because you know when you block and unblock a person, apparently, all your message is clear.
Yeah.
And, like, he tried to do that, like, 8 times, but they had all the screenshots from before.
Oh,
and it was just horrible. No, they had 80 pages, and they had extra, like, 55 or something that they just didn't want to print out.
That's a lot of paper.
Bro, but, like, the messages are just horrible. And he, like, double texted her, like...
Triple texted.
Yeah, like, he was just...
You had quadruple text.
He was just, like, really horrible. He was just, like, really trying to get in type of thing. I just don't get, like... He said he... After he's, like, they threaten him that he's gonna go to jail, right?
Yeah.
And he's... They're... Like, 2 minutes before, they're like, they ask him, so do you deserve to go to jail? And he's like, yeah, correct. And then 2 minutes later, they're like, okay, we're gonna go call the police. He's like, don't call the police, guys. Please. I'll in front of you, I'll call therapy and I'll get help type of thing.
Yeah.
And But, like, they obviously still call the police. And then he calls up his friend and he's like, I'm going to jail. And then he quickly gets in his car and drives away.
So, like, do the police know where he lives?
Yeah, probably. They have EDP probably. Get that pussy in their record somewhere. And, like, they gave him his real name. I think his real name's, like, Ryan or something. But, like,
Never trust Ryan. Fuck Ryan.
But, yeah. But they ask
him... He's huge.
They ask him, like, 8 times, like, why he's into, younger girls and stuff. And, like, he's just, like, you know what he says? He's, like... You know why. Like,
you know why.
He's like, I didn't care though. He's like, yeah. But, like, no. Like, he was trying to, like, explain it like he was, like, insane or something. Like, he was acting like everything's normal. Nothing's happened. Like, the way he was giving his responses. Correct. Yeah, correct. I'm a pedophile. Yeah. Correct.
I like underage women.
Yeah. And, he's just like, yeah, the whole time he's like that. It was so awkward. And, like, they were, like, roasted him a ton. Like, they were like, you can't run away from this, figuratively and literally.
They said that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He is so fat. Like, yeah, he's unhealthy. He's
really, really big. Like, they made so many fat jokes. I was just like, but, like, I guess.
Yeah, weren't the, like, there weren't, like, the people behind the camera also fat, too, though?
Yeah. No, there was like one skinny guy and then the one was like really fat. And no, he wasn't really fat.
He was like fat.
Yeah, he was fat.
Like overweight. But EDP.
EDP.
Eat that pussy.
He's eaten lots of pussy.
Oh, bro. You ate too much. You ate too much.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, by the way, we're not laughing at like the girls. We're just laughing because this guy's a YouTuber and,
He's a meme.
He's a meme. And what he did was just like, and how he reacted. Thank God it wasn't an actual person. Hopefully, like, he didn't do that to anyone.
Well, we don't know if it's not an actual person. Or
yeah, yeah. We don't know. I don't know any details, but I just, like, looked at it. It's just how his response was what we were laughing at. And it's just a meme kind of thing. And but, like, overall, like, pedophilia is not
If the person's thing. Not real... The messages were really weird, too. Like, the replies back. Yeah. Like, I just can't imagine, like... I know, obviously, it's good that they did this. But, like, if it is fake or whatever, and just, like, I'd feel weird writing those messages back. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna, like, do this to you type of thing.
Fuck you when you're
right. Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. And, like, just writing those texts back. It's just, like, as a 13-year-old girl, too... Oh my God, it's horrible. And he sent her a dick pic too, so that's where like it got like really. And he sent he's done this like many times, and he got exposed for it. But like, I guess people just didn't believe the people the first time. But like the YouTube channel that exposed him do this a lot with like a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
And they were like requesting EDP a lot, and so they actually did it.
Oh, no.
But, like, he really...
Who else have they done?
No one famous. But, like, this was, like, the most famous one.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, people are, like... Oh, like, your favorite YouTubers are, like, Charlie D'Amelio, Dixie D'Amelio. My favorite YouTubers, EDP, Eat That Pussy, and Rice Gum.
Yeah, they're OG. They're...
Imagine if, like, Rice Gum, like, came out pedophile, like...
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm kidding. No.
No, he wouldn't. He's actually like probably chill.
Yeah, and he gets like Instagram models type of thing.
Oh yeah, he does.
Well, he flies out girls type of thing.
Like pays them.
Yeah.
What's pretty savage of him is what he did to like what's her name, Abby.
Abby Rao.
Yeah, how he made her sign like a contract, 15% of whatever she makes.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Release the contract!
That was Tfue. They released the contract, but, like, yeah. But that's insane. Yeah, that's pretty...
that's pretty savage. Like, Abby Rao is way out of his league.
Yeah, 100 times over. Okay, even if I'm... They're just different girls, I guess. Like, like a weird guy messages you and you're like, I'll fly you out. You just go and you fuck them, and I don't know. It's just kind
of. There's like probably guy. Well, like guys are like that too. Like the guy is like, even the guy. I would never fly a girl out. Like,
yeah, same. I wouldn't do that. That's such a waste either.
Of money.
And
it's weird.
it's like prostitution.
Yeah, I would never do prostitution. Like if it was a prostitute, then she like gave me like a buy one get one free.
Then maybe I'll.
Then maybe I'll invest. Buy one, get.
Yeah, but
buy one get one free.
Yeah, but EDP really ruined his whole career. And he said on messages that like, oh, if I can't like the at first. Like, the first time the messages, he's like, I can't be messaging you. I'll get cancelled and my whole YouTube and everything will be shut down.
Yeah.
And then after, he ruined his whole career because of the cupcake.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I made cupcake. They That's did funny. It for the meme, too. Like, the people who exposed him.
Yeah, like, they did.
The cupcake thing's pretty funny.
Yeah. He says that he's just there for a cupcake, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's really it for the EDP thing, unless you have something else to say.
Just amazing how that happened. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, also, we watched a different thing. Like, Shane Dawson, wasn't he, like, a pedophile, too?
I don't know if I think he wasn't a pedophile.
Who was Jeffree Star?
Jeffree Star a pedophile? But James Charles.
Why'd you say it like that? James Charles. You're like a lizard. You're like James Charles.
Yeah, no, but James Charles. He like sent dick. We already talked about it, but like James Charles sent like dick pics to a lot of under 18 people.
Yeah, like 17, like.
Yeah.
Low 17.
And like, because like.
High 16.
Okay, if it happens once and you didn't know their age, okay. If it happened like 80 times now. And every time you just don't know their age. But he said he's into younger guys. Which is kind of weird. What do you feel?
I'm talking about the beauty community
at all. What do you feel about the whole underage and age of consent and. All of that.
I feel like the whole system's perfectly fine.
Yeah, same.
There's nothing wrong with the system. Like,
I don't feel like that, too. I don't feel like there should be a community. I find it so morally wrong.
Like, just fuck someone your own age.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Don't be 18 fucking people who are not, like, underage. Like, people who are underage.
Yeah.
Okay? The only thing that I can accept for 18-year-olds fucking underage is... Someone they've been dating for like 5 years and 17 turning 18 and the guy just turned 18.
Yeah.
Like say like your birthday's that's February. Legal. Yeah, that's. But like that's what I mean by like if you're 18.
Only. Yeah, that's fine. I don't even care about like 20 and 45.
Because they're care. Both adults.
They're adults. It's weird when you go with the kids. I just kids don't get are
they
it.
Don't have their minds fully developed. And like I would not want like my like uncle to take advantage of me or something. You know.
What are you talking about? What? No, but like, yeah, I wouldn't want that. Nobody wants that.
No, but like, you know, like, No, but you know the uncle beat.
Yeah, I know the uncle.
Yeah, but like, and they're like underage, like, oh, my uncle touched me or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a bad example, but like, but like, you know what I mean, kind of, hopefully.
Yeah,
everything's perfect.
Yeah, like, I don't think
there's literal people in our school who are just like.
Okay, no, but there's. I think you can have a 5 year gap, and I find the 18, and 13 wrong.
You can have a 5 year gap.
I'm pretty sure.
No, you can't. You can't. That's illegal.
100%.
It's like, I think it's like 1 year, bro.
No.
Bro, it is not
what's
fine.
What's the age gap you can have for consent? What's the age gap for consent?
Bro, no way.
Oh, yeah, okay, they can be 2 years older.
According to the law, 12 or 13-year-old consent to sex if the partner is less than 2 years older and not in a position of authority. Children younger than 12 cannot consent to... Wait, you can't have sex when you're under 12?
Yeah.
That's, like, against the law?
Yeah.
No, I think we've never broken the law. Don't worry, we are good guys.
Yeah, the... yeah. I think it should be, I don't know.
Six.
No.
I think 15.
Yeah. So 16. Makes
me 16. 17. You, I am. 16. 16.
No. 15 is way too.
18. Hard. That's the one you can only
yeah,
have.
Yeah, okay,
sex.
Fine. 18.
Yeah.
I don't even care about that. That would be my rules for my kids.
No having sex till 18?
Yeah. What kind of whores are you
raising? So you're telling me, if you had a chance to lose your virginity to like a hottie.
Me? That's different. My kids? No.
Yeah, well, like, what? My daughter? Not ever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
My son? Six.
Why are you gonna...
Yeah, my son could go like fuck.
You know what's weird though? Okay, so if a teacher, a guy teacher, fucks a student, well, everyone's like, "Oh, this fucked. This is so the teacher's such a pervert." A girl teacher fucks a student.
That's
everyone's like, "Yeah, let's go! Oh! This teacher's so hot. Let's go,
Miss Arnold."
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, everyone's so, like, with it, but, like...
You know what the standard is? That guys don't give a shit, like, kind of thing? Like, guys hype each other up.
Yeah.
Is that, like, any guy could be, right? And I feel like maybe it's just my personal seeing, but I've asked a lot of girls this. A lot of girls, like, put each other down. Like, they're, like...
Even if they're best friends.
Yeah, they'll be like, you're a fucking whore, you fucking bitch. You fucking
slut.
You're
yeah.
literally a slut. You slut, you fucking.
What are you talking about? Bastard bitch.
You fucking bastard.
Yeah, you literally sounded like that. You're like, bloody. But like, yeah, I don't know. It's probably not every girl, but like, a lot of girls in between their circle, they're never
nice to each other.
Yeah, they're never.
When I'm in this, we're like, oh, let's play the Magnus, because we don't give a shit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And any drama, like, fuck.
Boy, like, we're friends.
Maybe we just have no emotion or something.
No, guys are friends for, like, years.
Yeah.
Years and years.
Like,
and
I
years.
Broke up with that bitch, like, 30 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, and then, like, the girls will be, like, girls will be new friends every single year.
Yeah, they're, like, who I lost in my squad this year, TikToks or something. Yeah. Like, I used to be friends with Emily in grade 1, 2, 3, and then Emily's gone, and then,
yeah.
like... I
became a whore and like
and Emily fucked Josh in grade 4 and then
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's so cringe. I'm just like, who gives a shit? I hate drama.
I didn't even know what sex was.
Bro, like... I didn't either. I thought you know how I thought I was born, right?
Yeah.
Right? Ma told me this. I was like, how are kids born, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then she's like, so you go to the Gurdwara Sahib, and you know, like, we're, like, the main places where you, like, give the money, right?
Yeah.
And that little room, right?
On like, the left, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I used to be in Winnipeg, like, so we went to a baba, and they're like, you want son or girl? And they're like, son. And then they got one out of a cupboard, and they gave it, and then that's how I was born. I was like, what? And then yeah. I learned, and then I was disgusted for the rest of my life.
It's kind of gross if you think about
nah,
it. But
don't,
like,
stop.
We're just like horny bastards, so we'll just like go with it. But like sometimes it's kind of gross.
Sex?
Yeah.
Sex is amazing. Well, yeah, I've never had sex, but like...
Yeah, exactly. You've only seen it in porn.
Yeah, but everyone else
likes it. Okay, after you nut, doesn't that seem kind of gross sometimes? Like a little okay, funny like... watching? Emma? Yeah, but like...
McDoodle?
Why'd you say that?
Because his name is Emma McDoodle. Oh, I mean, what is McDoodle? But like, no, sex is not gross. What are you talking about?
No, you don't have, we talked about the post-nut clarity. Like, okay, you ever
no, if you it? Like, if you, okay, when you like jack off, right? You're like nutting on yourself. Yeah, exactly. But when you're like nutting another person, you don't see it. You're like, oh.
Yeah, okay, no, I'm talking about like, you ever see like, you're watching like Stepmom or something, right? And then like,
you just like, what the fuck,
or right? Something, right? And like, after like, you nut, and then you just look at the porn and you're like, oh. The fuck is
this? Bro, I don't, because MILFs are the best. I want my first fuck to be a MILF, like oh my God. 50-year-old.
You know, Josh Peck had his first fuck with, like, a 44-year-old, because he, like, went to go fix her TV, like, when he was, like, really young, and then, like, they fucked.
What?
And he was just 18, like, fresh 18, too. Yeah, Drake and Josh, like, Josh. And he was, like, big back then, too.
How old was he in Drake and Josh?
No, but, like, in real life, he was 18 at the time.
Yeah, but, like, how old was he when he... Like, wasn't he young? Why was he fixing TV when he was 18?
Because, like, they were in, like, the same apartment complex. And the girl was, like, had no idea how to do it.
Oh, she probably fucked him for the clout or something.
Yeah.
I fucked this Nickelodeon star.
But she was, like, 44. Who's a clout
chasing? Bro, if it was, like... 44, if it was, like... What's her name? Nicholas Hay or something. No, I don't like
I have Nicholas. No idea.
Hold up. What's a good MILF?
I honestly don't know.
Bridget B. Oh my days. God, bro.
Who's that?
Bro, MILF. You know, MILFs, they don't, like, older people, like in the olden days, all guys were tit guys. Have you noticed?
All guys were what?
They, like, ask any old person, right?
Yeah.
They were tit people. Like, they liked tits more than us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they were tits.
Yeah, that's why.
And everyone used to get tit jobs with no ass jobs. Yeah. So like, you see these MILFs on porn, I'm like, no ass, but the biggest tits.
They used to make fun of big asses back then.
Yeah,
too.
Now like Nicki Minaj or the thing.
Yeah.
Ha, Nicki Minaj is gross.
Maybe it was just racism.
What?
Because, like, oh, never mind.
Oh, God.
Maybe it was just, like, not the beauty standard or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't the beauty standard. Yo, EDP's got a big titties. Yeah. Eat that pussy.
EDP's a...
Bro, his tits are huge. Yeah. Like, I was looking at the video, but my eyes were just at his tits. Like, what? Oh, fuck, this guy got some triple D's. But, yeah.
Okay.
That's
kind of a touchy subject. Should we talk about it?
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, so how do you feel about... Okay, so somebody wears an outfit that's, like, revealing or something.
Okay.
So how do you feel about, like, are you gonna look?
100%. Why wouldn't
100%, but you're having a conversation and it's a woman.
So she got big titties and her like her nipple is out. Yeah, I'm looking. Are they like your nipples out?
No, okay. She's just wearing like a normal V-neck.
But she's just got huge
tits. Huge tits.
Like ladies.
And her cleavage is showing. You would probably look. Like, just like a...
I said out of like...
Okay, fuck
what you.
What
are you? No. Oh, you want to hear a funny
I'm
story?
I'm lying if I say that.
You want to hear a funny story?
What?
So, one of my closest friends, right?
Yeah.
Dear to my heart.
Like a girl?
No, guy.
Oh.
It was, but like...
His
no. So we were talking, and I was like, this girl, right? Well, she was wearing something revealing that day, right?
Yeah.
I was like, looking to the sky, yeah, right? Yeah. I was like, I'm not getting exposed.
Yeah.
Right?
That was a big thing back in, like...
Yeah. And then, no, she's got some nice stuff, right? And
Who?
I actually kind of forgot who it was. I think it was like, I don't want to say
anything. Okay, yeah.
But like, it was like, I don't know who it was, but that's hot. I know the guy though. It was so funny. I look at the guy and his eyes are glued to her tits.
Oh my God.
While they're talking. And I'm just like, yo, get your eyes off her tits. And then she exposes him.
Oh my God.
She's like, stop looking at my tits.
Oh my God.
And then everyone starts laughing.
That's game over.
Yeah.
But okay, there's this one time. Okay, so tell me what you were doing in this situation. So I was sitting in a classroom, right? And this one girl bends down and just starts twerking. Are you going to look or no?
That happened to you?
Yeah.
Was it HB?
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay, are you gonna look?
You know she's fat now?
Yeah, I saw
that. Like, really fat.
I can't believe back then, like, you'd think, like, a girl's good-looking or something. Or, like, fine or something. And then in the future, and then you get to high school, and you're like...
Yeah.
And you actually, like, throw up.
She was disgusting.
She was. But back then, every single guy was like...
Bro, you know what made guy me... Looked. You know what made me hate her?
What?
Right? I'll tell you if I'll look, okay? But like,
yeah.
No, she would do it in front of she did
I know,
it on
exactly.
someone.
Exactly. So you wouldn't look?
I would look.
Okay, or she would do this thing. She would come up to your desk and she would just, you know, touch her elbows together, basically, type of thing.
Horny little girl. She
yeah, was. She was. It was
you
weird.
Know what she made me do, though? Or what she did, right? She was friends with Dilla.
Yeah, they're
like, right, right? And I was just talking to her, right? It was like hot lunch, right? So she gets mayo packets out of a thing. And she's like, she pulls it, right? And I'm like, don't squish it. It's literally, it was like hot mayo, right? And then she's like, hee. And she puts like mayo on her face, like, she's like licking it like it's cum or something. And I was literally disgusted. I'm like, can you go away? I'm in grade 7. Right? And
oh
then, you know what she does? She gets a mail packet, hits it, and it gets on me.
Oh my God.
I was going to throw Mike Tyson. I was so mad. But I was like, what the actual fuck did she do? And then, like, oh. I almost gagged. I almost puked. I was, like, disgusted.
Oh, my God. That's actually gross. I would have puked.
You would have died, wouldn't you?
I would have punched her in the face and puked. On her. But, like, that girl was different. It was bad when one of my friends, was dating her. And that was, like, worst time. You know.
BH?
Yeah.
We do have to say initials because we can't expose.
Yeah.
Bro, he's a horny kid, BH.
Yeah, really, really, really.
Yeah, he's actually had some, like, thick girls, though. Well, not HB, but, like, MK. You know who MK is?
MK.
Maddie. That was, like, everyone's name.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. Is that her? She's really thick.
Sometimes, but, like... He'll do it with anyone.
Yeah.
Like, he has no standard.
Yeah. We're just talking. So, this is the title. EDP pedophile. BH. HB.
It's just, like, everything. Exposing everyone. That was just a bad relationship, I think. But, like, you have anything else on the EDP situation?
This is all EDP. This is what EDP created. 30 minutes of content.
I bring the good topics to the podcast. You guys are going to be like, how's the mail pocket?
Oh, bro. Okay. Oh, I was like this other story that I wanted to say, but I forgot it. Yeah. All right. I have a little scenario for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Say we're stranded. I just read Lord of the Flies.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's like a book about like I actually didn't read it at all.
I actually did read it.
Oh, it's your ear.
Okay, you're disgusting.
So it was like Lord of the Flies. So it was like kids, they like break up a plane, or they like get into a plane crash, and then they're stranded on an island, and then the boys split apart. Ralph and Jack are the enemies, and one more into like leadership.
Yeah, world. Whatever. They know, like,
fuck off.
Let me like know, it's like, just an island. Whatever.
Yes. They don't need to do a whole this summer. This is anymore. All matters.
Okay.
Okay.
Ralph and.
What would you bring to an island if you were stranded? Three things.
I knew it would be a shitty question at the end. You gotta summarize the whole shit to get the minutes, and then it's a big shitty question at the end.
That's my game plan every time.
You just summarize some bullshit and then you just think of a shitty discussion topic. I don't know, like porn.
Actually?
No.
I'm serious about it.
Yeah, maybe.
I would bring a magazine.
Magazine? What is this, 1955?
What are you gonna bring? An iPad. What are you gonna bring, a fucking generator? What are you gonna connect the Wi-Fi to?
Fleshlight?
Fleshlight?
I hope it.
What? Oh, a flashlight!
Yeah.
Bro, I saw one of those in a... I want to get one of those.
Yeah, same. Okay, no. Have you seen the... No. We can't do that, you gross.
Bro, when you said flashlight, I thought you said flashlight for the island. I was like, how do you bring a flashlight?
Have you ever seen those, like, just the booty of, like... Like, have you, KSI has it?
No. With, like, you just put your dick in it, right?
Yeah.
And, like, oh, my God.
Those are, like, you have to be really horny to get one of those. Because, like, it's, like, $500 or $400.
What?
Not a fleshlight. I think those are cheaper. But, like, the, like, full body, like, if you want to hold on to the ass or whatever.
Is it squishy?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
It's, like,
right.
Full experience.
I'm, like, work on that.
Bro,
like,
VR. That's, like, the...
Yo, my friend told me that, like, he has VR, and he's like, yeah, I watch VR porn all the time.
I know, that's probably insane. Like, it probably feels like you just get the POV porn.
I would get, like, a headache. I hate VR. I get a headache. No, the VR we go to is fun.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't get... Like, okay, if you do the shitty Google Cardboard shit.
Yo, they're like, you guys are getting VR today. And it's like this shitty fucking VR. Like
it's like this free cardboard garbage that they bought. And like, they just like put it on our face. Like a virtual field trip. So they don't have to pay for a field trip.
How did this come from fucking to flashlight?
Because we were talking about porn and then we were talking about...
We talked about porn too much.
Yeah, okay. This podcast was really bad.
No, this is a good podcast.
Like I'm saying, like, we wouldn't want anybody to listen to
this. Yeah, I'm going to, like, show, like, my mom or dad. Or
but, like, yeah.
We got to, like, create a podcast where we don't swear, don't talk anything about porn so we can show our parents.
Oh, yeah. We should do that. They always ask.
Like, yeah, I'm like...
No, I'm probably like... Shit.
I gotta go shit!
No, like, no, Daddy!
No, well, like, actually, what would you bring to an island?
But, I don't...
And who would you bring? You could bring one person in the world. And how would your escape be?
I would probably bring... My dad, probably.
Yeah.
And then I would bring... A ship.
A ship?
Can I bring, like, a life raft or something?
No.
No? Like, you can't bring anything to get off the island?
No.
Then what the fuck is the point? I'll just kill myself. Bring a knife.
Islands, like, with, like...
You ever... People always say, like, bring a rope so that they can just hang themselves type of thing.
That's fucked up.
You ever seen Castaway?
No. He kills himself with a rope.
It's a movie, I don't want to spoil it too
Tom
much.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it's with Tom Hanks. But this is not a spoiler, really.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
At one point in the movie, he tries to kill himself, but he fails because, like, there's nothing that can support his weight type of thing.
And then, wait, he gets stranded on an island because of how?
makes a plane crashes.
And he's just the only survivor.
He's a FedEx person. And he's delivering a package and stuff. And yeah, he's the only survivor.
Did he eat the dead bodies?
No. Oh, do that. But like...
if it came down to it, okay, if it really came down to it, would you kill and eat me to survive?
No, I wouldn't kill you, but like... That if you were already dead, I would eat you.
You fucker.
If it came out, no, but
you want to get
people have done that. Have you ever heard that story about the plane crash that happened in like the Arctic or something? And there was like so many survivors, and some of their bodies froze, and then the survivors had to eat their bodies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Well, we talked about it a long time ago, but like, yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to eat something? Like, I feel like...
it'd be kind of tasty.
Like, you cook it. It tastes, like, so meaty.
You cook it.
How do you cook it?
Fire.
How are you going to make a fire in the Arctic?
Oh, in the Arctic, you're fucked. You just eat it. And no, you're so frozen that everything just breaks off, though. Like, your finger, it's like a crunchy churro or whatever.
You'd eat, like, how long were they stuck there for, again?
I don't know. It was, like, an insane amount of time, too. You ever hear that story, like, I saw on Sidemen Reacts? This guy was an army. He was in the army, right? This has nothing to do with anything, but I'm going to say it anyway. So this guy's in the army, right? And he jumps out of a helicopter because they couldn't find a landing place. Have you seen this?
No.
So he jumps out of a helicopter, and it's 30, 40, 50 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Right?
Then he jumps 30, 40, 50 feet?
Yeah. Oh, like 30 feet is a lot too. Even if it's 30 feet. It was like 40.
30 feet.
Yeah. He jumped out of a helicopter, landed.
Bro, 30 feet's not that high.
30 feet is higher than your house.
Bro, a foot is one. My shoe. It's 12 inches.
Gurge up. How high is your ceiling on the middle floor?
10 feet.
And how high is the second floor?
A helicopter is higher than 30.
9 feet.
A helicopter will be higher than 30 feet.
No, but he was jumping out of the helicopter at 30 feet. So he brung the helicopter down.
30 feet?
Yeah. 30, even 40. Okay, wait, this is not even this.
No, 30, bro, can a helicopter, 30 feet is not that big.
What are you talking about?
We've jumped 30 feet. I know that for a fact. We jumped from the...
Can you let me say my story?
No, 30 feet is not that much.
Good job. The ceiling, your roof.
That's 9 meters.
Yes, you fucker. That's a lot.
A helicopter's 9... A meter stick is this big. 9 meters. You're telling me 9 meters.
In the air.
In bro, are you fucking me?
30 feet, bro, is a lot. Good job, look.
You're saying the helicopter was there.
Yeah, and he jumped out. Bro, that's a lot. Bro, your legs could break. And it's war.
Oh, I thought he jumped out with like a parachute. Oh, I'm sorry. I like disrupted. I was like, bro, I was like, you can't even pull your chair.
You couldn't have said that like 800 times.
I'm so sorry.
You were retarded. Okay. But like, this is not even the insane part. So even 40 feet, I think it was. But like 40 feet off. And he jumped off. And then, first he gets shot in the kneecap. Then he gets shot in the face. Then he gets shot in, like, the stomach, but he continues. He's still alive. He gets shot in the face.
Yeah.
And, like, jaw, and his jaw's fully broken. He keeps running. He gets to the thing. And, but then somebody throws a grenade at his back. He survives.
Is this top 10 luckiest people ever?
Top 10, like, badass people ever. And somebody throws a grenade at him, and he survives on his back. Then the helicopter that we were talking about, it crashes. So he goes and he saves the pilot there. and then like
16, this can't be real.
16 people. Yeah, yeah. he's in a war and he, like, kills, like, so many people, too. And then, well, his face and kneecap it, and
were the sidemen laughing?
Yes, sidemen were dying. And, like, and then he gets, like, onto another helicopter and he's, like, barely alive. And he's, like, he's, like, almost dead. But then he spits out something and he's, like, I'm alive.
So, and this, like, is real?
And he cheated death, basically.
And this is real?
Yeah, that's real.
Bro, what the fuck?
I was, like, one of the luckiest people alive. Not luckiest, badass people alive or something.
Oh, God.
He got, like, shot, like, 15 Donald times. Got a grenade to the back. Saved a guy from a helicopter crash.
Got on another helicopter.
It seems spits fake. His own smell. It seems fake, doesn't it? It seems like...
Yeah, it seems so like bullshit. Fake. You know, like...
It's like somebody just... he was, like, the last survivor. And he just created a bullshit story. Like, I did this. And then I...
The only survived.
Yeah.
He like, gave the movie. He played dead. They left.
Yeah. Do you want to end it?
Yeah.
So that's it for Ram Gurjap Untitled. Go leave a good review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Monday.